Now we're taking you to Washington, where acting Attorney General Todd Blanche has just confirmed that a controversial $1.8 billion payout fund for Trump allies has now been totally canceled. In the meantime, there's new controversy over the president's decision to name a close ally as acting director of national intelligence. Weesha Zhang is at the White House with the latest on this. Weesha, good morning to you. What's the issue?
Good morning, Gail. Good morning to everybody. Well, President Trump passed over other high-ranking intelligence officials and appointed Bill Pulte, the head of the Federal Housing Finance Agency, to also be the acting director of national intelligence. When we asked the White House about why Pulte was picked for the role, they only said he would do a great job.
President Trump named Bill Pulte to oversee 18 intelligence agencies and organizations, touting his, quote, deep experience managing the most sensitive matters in America. But even some Republicans were quick to point out those sensitive matters don't include national security.
No evidence of any qualifications for that job.
The director of national intelligence position was created after 9/11 to coordinate communication for the intelligence community. Pulte currently runs an agency that regulates home loans.
I don't know of any national security experience he has.
Dr. Mehmet Oz, who led Tuesday's White House press briefing.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Said he didn't know anything about Pulte's situation, but added.
I do trust the president's judgment. He is a very sharp and quick study.